Welcome to I Succeed. This is your host, Payal Nanjiani, motivational leadership speaker, executive and success coach, and an author. This is the only channel that helps women become a game changer and lead with confidence all within 15 minutes. And in today's episode, I talk to you about how to confidently speak your mind. You know, many women approach me asking, Payal, how can I assertively and confidently share my opinions? How do I speak my mind? And many of you might be having this question, you know, whether you have to speak to a client or to your boss or ask for a promotion or share your opinions in a meeting or simply give a presentation. So what holds we women back from asking questions, from being us or simply sharing our thoughts? It's our fears. You know, many women hesitate to share the truth about or express their opinions because of the fear of being judged. And most men whom I have met don't seem to have much trouble saying what they mean or feel. And maybe a part of it is because as women, we've been conditioned to be pleasant and polite from the time we could talk. We often smile even when we don't feel like smiling, you know, we are nice in the face of others who just aren't as nice. And we apologize constantly, even when there's no need. You know, it's like we occasionally forget that it's okay to say, hey, you hurt my feelings, or I'm disappointed that you didn't call after our meeting like you said you would. Instead, many a woman has held her tongue and wished she had said X when instead she said Y, or worse, said nothing. But think about it, my friends. What purpose does this serve? Just staying quiet, not speaking out your mind, not sharing your opinions in the board meetings or with your clients. What purpose is it serving you? Is it not taking you away from your goal? Is it not making you more frustrated from inside and you keeping on wishing and hoping that you were like someone else who would reach to the top and you could be more confident? And why do we do all this? You know, maybe it's because we don't want to rock the boat, you know, wanting to keep our job and business running. I've met so many women who would tell me, at least my job is going on. At least my business is running. Or is it because we fear making a bad impression if we actually say what we want to? Truly, the fear of judgment is most crippling. And this fear, my friends, can be eliminated easily. As women, we tend to quiet our voices when they most want to be heard. And there is nothing worse than having something on your mind that you really, really want to say and being unable to say it. Like, you know, when your brain is doing its inner monologue, but you know you can't actually say what's running through your mind. So instead, you struggle to bite your tongue and then you keep it all inside of you. If you want to speak assertively and confidently, begin to focus on increasing your confidence level. Yes, my friends, everything comes from your confidence. It will become a stepping stone for your success. You know, let me share this with you. A client of mine told me that she won a 13% pay rise the first year she started speaking up more in meetings, presenting at work events, and putting forward ideas to senior staff members after her coaching sessions with me. What a difference in the result. All this by increasing your confidence level. So let me share with you three very quick techniques that you can begin to apply at your workplace and in your everyday life and see the changes it brings in your results, my friends. So ready? Here you go. Number one, don't swallow your thoughts. You know, many women don't speak up at the right time and the right place. They swallow their thoughts, and this is what it does, you know, it builds up inside of you, causing stress. And then all of a sudden, it just vents out like a conflict at the wrong place, wrong time, and to the wrong person. So the more you keep it within you, the more the wound will foster and damage your relationship, your work, and your results. So start with sharing the little things that you usually would swallow. You know, for instance, start by saying, I'm not comfortable with the way you sit, or let's decide on another restaurant. You know, if you're not comfortable with a certain restaurant that has been proposed, share your thoughts on it. You know, if someone has hurt you, make sure that you at least mention it, that I really felt hurt on that comment, or I really didn't feel heard. So these little things, you know, when you begin to not swallow your thoughts and you share them, they start to build, you know, they start to become a stepping stone for your bigger goals. Number two, focus on the how. Now, you know, when you want to share your opinions, focus on not what you want to say, but how you want to say it. The how is more important, my friends. It must showcase respect for the other person. It should not lead to conflicts or hurt. No blame games to be played here. In fact, you know, many a times we feel that if we speak up our thoughts, it might offend the other person, so we keep quiet. How about instead you change your approach, you know, you begin to approach the person and speak your thoughts out calmly and yet assertively. And this will happen when you focus on the how and not on the what of saying. Number three, practice at local places. When you are out for dinner or grocery shopping, practice speaking up your thoughts. Very often, you know, I have noticed this, you know, very often when I would go for shopping with my daughter, you know, she would recognize familiar faces from her school and she would tell me about them. But I noticed that she would hesitate to tell this to that person and connect further. So I started to think that if she swallowed this tiny thought, how much would she swallow the bigger ones in later in life? So I began to encourage her to, you know, to speak out these little thoughts that came to her mind. Later, you know, when she sees someone, to go and let them know that, hey, look, I think we are in the same school. Are you in this grade? So that builds a connection. And as she practiced this in local shops and at her school or wherever she was, later she grew up to speak out larger issues with confidence and assertively. Similarly, I've encouraged many women to take small steps and daily practice speaking your opinions. This will help you reach your final goal with speaking with confidence. So make sure you take advantage of these grocery shops and movies and restaurants, wherever you go. Take advantage of this and start to share your thoughts and opinions and see the difference that it starts to make. So here, my friends, gear up yourself to speak your mind confidently. Practice these three ways and see the results. Now, beware that you don't start counting the cost of doing it. So don't begin to think of what implications it's going to have. Instead, lean towards the benefits, of it. You know, people who have confidence to speak up have a different point of view. I have seen that they think about the benefits of speaking their mind, not the, you know, implications or what's wrong, what wrong is going to happen. So start shifting your focus, my friends. Not speaking your mind is costing you. It's costing you in terms of your self-esteem, profit, salary, happiness, your promotions, as well as other opportunities. Think about it, my friends. Think about the opportunities and rewards that can come with speaking up. After all, you may be giving someone a chance to say yes to your ideas. And isn't that all that matters for success? So my friends, connect with me further on my YouTube channel for more success talks and speed coaching. I'm here on the podcast and you will be so happy to know that my book Success is Within has been released in the US, in Australia, UK, and is soon going to be released in India. If you haven't read it yet, go online on Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com and book your copy now. Success is Within is all about making you a game-changing leader and entrepreneur. And I can guarantee you that after reading the book, you will see a change in your results. So for now, this is what we had in our episode for today. And until we connect further back, wishing you loads and loads of success in your job and business. This is Payal Nanjiani signing off. Until next time.